app.
Heard Bobby Jean by Bruce Springsteen. This is Reciprocity Radio. I'm your host, Amanda. I'm here every Sunday on Radio Free Brooklyn at 5. And yeah, this is a show about food and cooking, eating and drinking, recipe swapping, all that stuff. So thanks for tuning in to Radio Free Brooklyn. I am playing some Bruce Springsteen songs because it is his birthday today, September 23rd, and he's turning 69. And I just saw Springsteen on Broadway like a month ago, so that was pretty moving and amazing for me. I'm a really big fan and was raised on Springsteen. Bruce was one of my first words, and I thought it was the word for music when I was a kid because I was tricked by my father. So I would say Bruce if anything was on the radio. So that is my story. But yeah, I'm going to talk about a couple things. I'm still going to talk about food, but I've collected some of my favorite covers of his music by other artists who, of course, love Springsteen, so I'm going to play some of those, and we'll talk a little bit about all kinds of things. So I read a really great excerpt from Bruce Springsteen's biography, which I own, and it was about, from the book, someone had posted this excerpt about pancakes, so that's going to come up later. I also, yesterday, found a waffle iron on the street, and it worked. I took it home and cleaned it very thoroughly, and cleaned the cast iron plates, and I was really excited. I wanted a waffle maker for a really long time, and it was just a weird thing that I found on the street. In Park Slope, people, like, put things out all the time, so, and they're usually, like, working. People put them out so you can take them. It's not, like, you know, just garbage. So I was really excited, and I got this waffle maker home, and it works. So I have a lot to tell you about that. It's pretty, in under 24 hours, I've already made, like, 4 different things with the waffle iron. So that's pretty great. I know if you're out here in Brooklyn or maybe anywhere in the Northeast, you've noticed today it's pretty cozy. It's chilly outside. It's, like, in the 60s. It's really nice. It feels like the first kind of, like, okay, autumn is here. And I'm wearing, like, a sweater and jeans today. And it feels like it's been, you know, a while. It's like, you know, late September, and it's finally getting kind of nice. But I drink coffee every day, but I drink almost always drink cold brew, even throughout the winter. I never really switch to hot. And part of that is just never really figured out good hot coffee at home. I've been looking at pots and stuff. I have a Chemex, which I love, but it doesn't keep warm. So outside of, like, getting a little hot plate to put it on, which I'm surprised as long as my research has shown already, that doesn't exist. You can get a glass lid for it to, like, keep the heat trapped in, but I'm usually making coffee for me, so it's kind of, like, just doesn't work the same way. I know, like, French presses stay pretty warm, but my cat broke mine a couple years back, so I have a beautiful Chemex that I like using, but it is also, like, it's a little tedious, and sometimes I don't have, you know, the 8 minutes that takes to do that or whatever, boil the kettle and sit stand there pouring things over slowly. So I was getting coffee after work recently, and I saw in the coffee shop with a very cute package, really nicely branded, perfectly sold me on the idea immediately because it was cute. And it was instant coffee packs. So I asked the barista, I was like, are those actually any good? And she's like, yeah, you know, I love them. They're really good for, like, emergencies or something really quick because you don't need to fully boil water. And it's great for, like, hotels or camping. And I was like, okay, I'm sold. And so I bought them. They're really cute. I think I'm forgetting the brand now, which is so terrible. I wrote down all these brands. I started research. So anyway, I brought home these little packets of freeze-dried coffee, which is instant coffee. It's basically, instant coffee is basically coffee that has, like, been made, and then you it should just completely dehydrate it, and then the little part that what dries up is the little particles of coffee. So it's basically like anything, like a mushroom or different things that have been dehydrated, and you rehydrate it, except for when you rehydrate it, you're making coffee. And I used a little packet and made a warm cup on a day that I was kind of feeling under the weather, and I made one this morning, and it was so good. So I'm pretty excited, and now I did some research and found out that there are all these, like, new contemporary companies that are bringing this back, which I think a lot of people kind of think of instant coffee as something, like, a grandparent has, or maybe it's what you have at your office or something. It's not considered to be, like, a good or high-quality thing, but there are people out there trying to reinvent this and make it really high-quality, just like the stuff I have, and I'm going to name a few of those brands. I think the one I actually did get was Tandem. Sorry, roasters, but I will double check with you or with my coffee at home. Yeah, so some of the new brands that are out there, these young companies making these things, are Tandem Roasters, Coffee Joe from, like, Joe Coffee in the City, Parlor Coffee, Voila Coffee, and Sudden Coffee. Those are all working towards making instant coffee a thing again, and I have to say, I'm here for it. It's so easy. This morning I, like, put, you know, my 10 ounces of water in the kettle, and it took less than a minute for it to get hot, and then I had coffee, and I didn't have to think about it. So I'm kind of here for it. At the moment, I'm finding that the price range on these things is not the best. So I mean, cold brew, I can really stretch far, which I like about it. It makes it inexpensive, and I like the lack of acidity that's in cold brew. But anyway, so I'm just, yeah, that's, there it is. I'm telling you about coffee. I wanted to also talk about instant coffee because I used to keep this around. I have instant espresso, but I use it almost entirely for baking purposes, like putting a teaspoon in chocolate pie or chocolate chip cookies, or anything you want to kind of give a depth of flavor to that's sweet and maybe on the chocolate side. It works really well. It dissolves instantly, so you don't get all these like flecks of coffee. It's definitely something I recommend if you want to make any kind of coffee flavored thing. So it's kind of exciting that there are these small batch roasting companies that are making instant, because the flavor is going to be really good, really pure. You're going to know what beans it is. So you won't have this like kind of stale cardboard taste when you cook with the instant grounds. And the other thing is I kind of habitually over time have complained that there are no coffee like flavored dessert or breakfast sweets, basically. Like, there's things that are meant to go with coffee, but there's never like coffee flavored donuts. There are never coffee flavored waffles or like breads. Coffee cake is disappointingly not flavored like coffee. And I always hated that. So I'm going to try to make mocha waffles later on this week and see how it turns out. I used the recipe for my first waffle test. I used a recipe from Stella Parks, who has a cookbook called Brave Tart, and she's also a writer for Serious Eats. I used her Belgian waffle recipe and it came out perfect. It tasted just like Belgian waffles. So I'm going to tinker around with that and maybe swap in some cocoa powder and some instant espresso that I have at home and see what I get. And yeah. I'll report back to you on that, and I'll tell you more about things that I made in the waffle iron coming up. I'm going to go to a couple songs that are covers, again, of Bruce Springsteen songs, because it's his birthday, and I love The Boss, so thanks for listening, and yeah, I'll be here until 6, so keep on listening. This is Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Reciprocity Radio.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night and blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what these racket boys can do. Trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Job and I try to put some money away, but I got debts that no honest man can pay. So I took what I had from the Central Trust, and I got us 2 tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, make your hair look pretty, and meet me tonight in a wedding. And now a rock man died, our love has grown cold, but with you forever I'll stay. There's winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Tired of coming out on the losing end. Last night I met this guy, I'm gonna do a favor for him. Last night I met this guy, I'm gonna do a favor for him. Last night I met this guy, I'm gonna do a favor for him. Last night I met this guy. Last night I met this guy. Last night I met this guy, I'm gonna do a favor for him. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Because tonight
got a bad desire.
Children play.
That was Billy Bragg with Mansion on the Hill. Before that, you heard I'm on Fire by Bat for Lashes. Before that, Patti Smith with Because the Night. And topping the music break was The Hold Steady with Atlantic City. Those are all covers of Bruce Springsteen songs. And today is Bruce's birthday, so I'm talking about him and freeze-dried coffee and pancakes and waffles. And I promise it's all going to make sense. We're going to do the best to make sense of it. It's Bruce Springsteen's birthday. I was raised on his music and really love his songs. So I just wanted to do this today. I think I thought it'd be fun. And I've been playing around with instant coffee and this new waffle maker I got, which is funny because I tried to look into this. Now, there is a cookbook. There's a Bruce Springsteen cookbook. It's made by fans. I couldn't get a copy in time for the show, unfortunately. But it's pretty interesting. It is called Hungry Heart, Recipes to the Rescue. And it is something I wish I knew about before, because even I could have submitted a recipe. That would have been really fun. But it was a fan-made book published by these two people. And you could submit something, and you get to tell your name, your Bruce Springsteen memory, like when you saw him in concert, and favorite song along with the recipe. So it's pretty cute. I hope I can find a copy someday. But Hungry Heart, Recipes to the Rescue. I'll check that out if I ever get a chance. I don't think it's still in print. That was the reason I couldn't find it. I think it might have sold out, but I will keep trying. And then I found an excerpt from Bruce Springsteen's autobiography called Born to Run, about cooking. It was the one thing I could find about that. So I'm going to read that to you now. This is Bruce wrote this. He said, "Long ago, I promised myself that I would never lose my children in the way that my father lost me. It would have been a devastating personal failure, one for which I would have no excuse. I would not have been able to forgive myself. Once they were here, Patty and I knew our children would be our first priority. All of our tours were to be booked around school schedules, children's events, birthdays, and because of Patty's insistence, planning, and dedication, we made it work. I worked hard not to be an absentee dad, but in my business, that's not always possible, and Patty picked up the slack. She also guided me when she thought I was falling short. For years, I kept musician's hours, a midnight rambler, I'd barely get to bed before 4 a.m., and often sleep to noon or beyond. In the early days, when the children were up at night, I found it easy to do my part in taking care of them. After dawn, Patty was on duty. Once they got older, the night shift became unnecessary, and the burden tilted unfairly towards the morning hours. Finally, one day, she came in to me as I lay in bed around noon and simply said, 'You're going to miss it.' 'Miss what?' She said, 'The kids, the morning, it's the best time. It's when they need you most. They're different in the morning than any other time of the day, and if you don't get to see it, well, then you're going to miss it.' The next morning, mumbling and grumbling, stolid-faced, I rolled out of bed at 7 a.m. and found my way downstairs. 'What do I do?' She looked at me and said, 'Make the pancakes.' 'Make the pancakes? I never made anything. But music is my entire life. I just don't know how.' 'Learn,' she said. That evening, I queried the gentleman who was cooking for us at the time for his recipes for pancakes, and I posted about it on the side. I posted it on the side of the refrigerator. After some early cement-like results, I dialed it in, expanded my menu, and I'm now proud to say that should the whole music thing go south, I will be able to hold down a job between the hours of 5 and 11 a.m. at any diner in America. Feeding your children is a great act of intimacy, and I receive my rewards. The sounds of forks clattering on breakfast plates, toast popping out of the toaster, and the silent approval of a morning ritual. If I hadn't gotten up, I would have missed it." So that's Springsteen on his pancake experience and trying to find time to feed. And one of the reasons I started this show truly was just that it's like, I was thinking about this last night. There's this thing called love languages, and you know, you can have different ones like gift giving or acts of service or very other, or intimacy or affection or other things. And I couldn't tell if mine was gift giving or acts of service, but it's either one of those, but food. So like, cooking for people is the way that I have learned to show affection and care. It's one of the reasons I love to do it so much, and to try new things and always try to perfect and discover new recipes. So it's one of the reasons I wanted to do this show, and I really loved that, of course, he included this very sweet memory of, you know, finally getting up and cooking. It's because it's not always fun, but But, you know, it's to share a meal is so special. So that's what we're about here on Reciprocity Radio. I mentioned before I got a waffle iron, and that has been a blast for me. I'm so excited. I really like... So Bruce Springsteen has written a ton about like being on the road and Thunder Road, and I always joke that he has a song called Horny for the Highway, because he's just... A lot of songs are about just, like, getting out and getting on the road. And while that was very true of, like, exactly kind of what he did when he was old enough to get out and tour, it's just funny. And I think a lot of, like, people associate highways with diners. And when I drove down to Nashville last month, I was so excited. I was, like, vigilantly looking for Waffle House because they have hash browns. And I love hash browns. And in New York, it's a more of a home fries thing. So I could never find them here. And so I was really excited about the hash browns. And I think it's funny because it ties into like the shitty instant coffee, just bad coffee. There's something about it. Like those things are so comforting. And I could easily see both of them being like the road food that the E Street Band survived off of in early iterations. But I made hash browns with this waffle iron. And it was just like potatoes finely cut. I used my mandolin, although you could obviously use a back scraper. I used mandolin with like a little teeth insert and cut them really fine into kind of matchsticks. And that was it. You like buttered the sides of the waffle iron, and then I tossed the potato. I wrung out the excess water and then tossed some salt and pepper, and it cooked beautifully. So now it's like hash browns used to be such a slog because if you don't have a hot tub, it's very difficult. And maybe you're like really good at this, but I can never pull them off at home. Now I have this machine that just does it. You don't have to touch it. Like, it'll just be done. You can just make your eggs and then the potatoes are going to be done. So I'm like absolutely thrilled with this development in my life. Thank you kindly to the person who put the waffle iron outside in Park Slope. I love it. I'm sure I've given it a good new home. So, okay. Well, I'm going to bring you some more covers right now of some Springsteen songs. The next one we're going to hear is Fire, which I know he wrote with Elvis in mind. So I was very shocked and excited to find this version by the Pointer Sisters. I hope you'll enjoy it and keep listening. This is Reciprocity Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you so much for tuning in.
the night, forcing the light to all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July.
And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore,
chasing all those silly New York virgins by the score.
Sandy, the aurora is rising behind us. Those pier lights are carnival life forever. Oh, love me tonight, I promise I'll love you forever.
Oh, I mean it, San Diego.
Oh, my baby. Hey, San Diego. My, 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 my baby.
Sandy, the waitress I was seeing's lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore.
Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do?
For me, this boardwalk lies through.
You ought to quit this seat too.
So kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never came back. Like a river that don't know how it's flown, I took a long turn and I just kept going. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down your money and you play your part. Everybody's got a hungry heart. I met her in a Kingstown bar.
Just heard Jesse Malin with Hungry Hearts. Before that, Camera Obscura with Tougher Than the Rest. Before that, The Hollies with Sandy, 4th of July at Ashbury Park. And before that, The Pointer Sisters with Fire. This is Reciprocity Radio. I'm Amanda, your host, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Thanks so much for tuning in. Radio Free Brooklyn is a nonprofit, so if you're looking to do any donating that's tax deductible, please consider us. We are community based and are just completely volunteer based. I've been with the station for, I think, over 3 years now. So I love it here and I'm very proud to be a part of our community. So if you are thinking about doing any donations, please check it out. If you love what you hear or you're like, oh, I want a radio show, also check that out. We take on new hosts all the time and there's really great training with our various staff members. I think Shane is Shane of Everybody Plays the Fool is in charge of studio training, and there couldn't be a nicer person to do that. So if you're thinking about it, make the leap. You can find out more at radiofreebrooklyn.org. We also have a show coming up at Arlene's Grocery. Radio Free Brooklyn presents Love Honey on the 27th of September. It's at 7 p.m. at Arlene's Grocery, which is 95 Stanton Street in New York. It's $10 or $8 in advance. So if you research the show Love Honey at Arlene's Grocery, you'll find the link for the $8 ticket. And yeah, come check them out. It's going to be a fun night. We also have a program that we're raising money for. It's called Teens Take the Mic. So your donations will go towards helping that if you can. I'm really excited about this. I'm a former teacher. So Radio Free Brooklyn is proud to announce that we have been partially funded to start the after-school program for local teenagers in 2019. However, our grant will only pay for so much, so we are still a long way to make sure our dreams become a reality. This after-school program will allow teens from Brooklyn area schools to learn about media making, and using the hands-on approach guided by local professionals currently working in both radio and journalism. Each participant will create their own radio show, which will air on a Radio Free Brooklyn network that we're creating a dedicated stream for these new shows. So it's really, really cool. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool to find out more about what we're going to do with these youths that are coming in the studio. I am so excited for it. I know how empowering it feels to be on here. So I can't wait for that. As I finish up the show, I've got about 5 minutes left. I have, a little bit, one more song for you. So we covered It's Bruce Springsteen's Birthday. We talked about instant coffee, which, again, if you're looking to find some cool brands, I did figure it out. The one that I bought is from Tandem Coffee, and it's a Tiga and Tula instant coffee, but they make three kinds, one of which is also decaf for people who need that. And the other roasters are Coffee Joe, which you can pick up in the city at any Coffee Joe location, Parlor Coffee, Voila Coffee, and Sudden Coffee. Those are just like small batch, like bean to roast places that are making freeze dried or instant coffee. So I don't know. For me, that's something that I really like now that's getting chillier. I also looked up the difference between waffles and pancakes, since we talked about Bruce Springsteen making pancakes for his children, and my experience finding a waffle iron this week. And the difference is that waffle batter has more sugar so that the outsides are caramelized, and then also a little bit more fat, which also creates a crisper outside, whereas pancakes have less of each, even though those are both things that are made out of eggs and flour. When I made the recipe I used this week by Stella Parks on Serious Eats for Belgian waffles, she used powdered sugar, actually, to create a really light, it was almost like crunchy on the outside and almost like just a puff of air on the inside, a really light waffle. So I will be sharing all of that, all my waffle experiments, on reciprocityradio.com, where you can always find episodes of this show, recipes, interviews, all kinds of fun things. Please check it out, reciprocityradio.com. There's a lot of fun things to make, and autumn is my favorite time to cook, so look forward to more soups, more cozy ideas, and all that stuff. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to finish out with one of my favorite covers ever of a Bruce Springsteen song. Maybe you didn't even know it was a cover. It's Blinded by the Light with Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you next Sunday at 5.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by
shot to see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a
down, but she never got touched. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it.